ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB, English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question. That question is related to one of the sins, one of the grave sins, of course. I'm speaking, of course, of the consumption of alcohol. As you know, alcohol, drinking alcohol is one of the, you know, major sins, one of the kaba'ir, and it's been denounced in many verses of the Holy Quran as well as the Hadith. By way of example, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alcohol and faith will never be together in the breast or heart of a man." لا تجمع الخمر والإيمان في جوف أو قلب رجل أبدا. The Prophet also said, "Alcohol is the mother of all indecent acts and grave sins." And he also said, "All evil in its entirety has been gathered in one house, and drinking alcohol is the key to that house." So alcohol, consumption of alcohol, is something which is prohibited in Islam, and it's very wrong. The question we want to pose today with respect to this topic is, what are the consequences of drinking alcohol? In order to respond to this question, we can take inspiration from some of the beautiful hadiths which have been transmitted from the infallibles, alayhim salam, regarding this topic. Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, "When the alcoholic one meets God Almighty and Exalted, he will meet him as an idol worshipper." So this is one of the effects of one of the afterworldly effects of the consumption of alcohol, and that we will, even if we're a believer in the hereafter, we will be resurrected as an idol worshipper. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "The one who drinks an intoxicant, his prayers will not be accepted for 40 days and 40 nights." This is another effect of the consumption of alcohol. And the Imam also kind of generalized it to include all intoxicants, the consumption of any intoxicant. When he consumes an intoxicant, right, his prayer will not be answered for 40 days and 40 nights. Of course, we need to mention the fact that this doesn't mean that, let's say that somebody, God forbid, he consumes alcohol, and then he doesn't have to pray or fast or do any of the religious obligations that are necessary for him to perform, because he might say, well, they're not going to be accepted in the first place. Whereas there's two issues here. The first is whether something is obligatory upon us or not, and whether we have to fulfill that obligation or not. And if we don't, we'll be punished for it. This is one issue. This obligation is not canceled out just because we committed that sin of consuming alcohol or an intoxicant. The second issue is whether spiritually we will be rewarded for it or not, right? Whether it'll be accepted and we'll get rewarded for it or not. That's another issue at all. The hadith in question, it simply negates the second matter, not the first. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what are the consequences of drinking alcohol in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.